Well, it's been my privilege to be here these nights. I do thank the Lord for Him allowing us again to be able to come and to fellowship with you, to preach the wonderful word of the Lord. It's always sad to me that I only get to come and preach. I don't get to come and listen to these other men that preach in this meeting. But I'm glad that those messages are recorded, and I'll be able to tap into those. But I want to thank you so much for allowing me to come and be here. Don't lose what you've got here, please. I've traveled across this country now for over 25 years and preaching from coast to coast. Nearly every night, seemingly, I had to have to beg nights off. But we're having meetings of this caliber, churches that's involved, like churches that's in this meeting, are defecting on a daily basis. I promise you, I know what I'm talking about. Churches that I preached in 10 years ago that had the touch of God and the power of God are no longer interested in the touch and the power of God. And please, please, let me beg you, do not lose. Don't let the devil have what you've got here. I'm serious as I can be. Somebody said, he's not going to bother us. You got a great old big bullseye tacked on this place. And he'll be a shooting at you. And he won't come in and attack this thing totally or congregationally like we are tonight. He'll attack you individually as you're out there, and he'll get you sideways. And before you know it, there's nothing left. And so don't lose what you've got. Protect it with everything that you've got. The Lord's coming soon. And we need to be occupied with truth when he comes for us. Amen. That is right. Please pray for us. We'll be traveling home, Lord willing, when I finish preaching tonight. And you pray that the Lord would give us safe passage home. Then, of course, we have our midweek service at Liberty Baptist Church in Crossville on Thursday nights. I thought 5 years ago when I took the church that, you know, I could kindly slow down a little. But I've just found out that my job doubled up. And that my men, it's amazing about that. When I took the church, I was getting ready to cancel everything. That's where my heart is. And I was getting ready to cancel all the meetings, and I'd already had 5 years booked ahead. And I was getting ready to cancel, and my men came to me and said, preacher, let's really pray. And said, we know where you were when you came to us and what God was doing. And said, let's don't get in trouble with God. Said, let's just move our Wednesday night to Thursday night. And said, if the preachers would still like a Monday through Wednesday, then we're fine with that. I appreciate them doing that. I really do. And if you're ever over in the Crossville, Tennessee area, you say, where's Crossville? It's the other side of Knoxville. It's between Knoxville and Nashville. If you're going down 40 and you top the Cumberland Plateau, we're the only town on top of the mountain. And you got to come right by us. If you're ever down there, stop in and see us, Liberty Baptist, if you're interested in the church directions or what we're doing. You can find us at liberty-baptist.org or libertybaptist.church, or you can find us on Sermon Audio or YouTube. And all of that is Greek to me. I'm just telling you what they told me to tell you, okay? So if you can't find it, I didn't lie to you. I just misrepresented and didn't hear what they said. It's been my privilege to be here. Thank you so much. Boy, the Lord's good to us. We serve a wonderful Savior. If you're here tonight and you don't know Him as your Savior, I would highly recommend Him to you. You'll never meet anyone like Jesus. It's amazing that all of the choir songs tonight have been about what the Lord has done for us. Every choir song talked about His goodness to us, talked about His grace and His mercy. I've been using a phrase of late that the Lord put in my heart. It's that I'm amazed that the likes of God would give the likes of Christ for the likes of us. I'm amazed at that. But I'm sure glad that He did. I'm sure appreciative. Let's open our Bibles tonight to Luke chapter 23, please. Luke chapter number 23. And I want to begin reading in verse number 13. Luke chapter 23 and verse number 13. You can stand because you're going to anyway. In Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 13 beginning, this is crucifixion day. The Bible said, "And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priest and the rulers and the people, said unto them, Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is come unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For of necessity, he must release one of them at the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city, and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. But they cried, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, Why? What evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priest prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. I will leave off reading there tonight, and I'm very interested in a particular character that is mentioned in this text. There's much that could be said. You can never exhaust all of the meaning of the writings of the crucifixion. The more you study it, the bigger it gets, and the more precious it becomes. And there's many characters that are mentioned in this text. There's the chief priest, there's the leaders, there's Pilate, there's the people. But there's one individual that I want to deal with tonight, and that's the man by the name of Barabbas. Now, I want to say to you that if there's anybody that ever really understood the substitutionary work of the Lord Jesus, about Jesus taking your place, it would be this man Barabbas. And I want to preach for a few moments tonight on He took my place, He did it all for me. Let's ask the Lord to help us. Father, thank you again for the privilege of being here these nights. I know, Lord, this has been a good week for the people, the good 2 weeks, week and a half, and we thank you for what you've done. I pray now as the camp comes to a close that you would bless every church. May there be a little spark of revival begin in the hearts of the people of each individual congregation. And then real revival spring up and the power of the Holy Ghost have preeminence and liberty to work in these days. Now, Lord, we'll thank you tonight for who you are and for your greatness and your goodness. I pray now that you would help us. You know, Lord, that I know that I'm nothing. Lord, I don't really have any business even standing here in myself, but you put a call on me, and I pray that you would help me to be obedient to that tonight. And I pray that you would take the Word of God and you would encourage the saint of God, and then you would work real conviction in the hearts of the unsaved. Lord, surely in a congregation of this magnitude, there's individuals here that don't know you as Savior. I pray that you would bring them unto the acknowledgement of yourself and the acknowledgement of who they are. May your will be done, and for whatever is accomplished, you will get all the glory for it. For it's in Jesus' wonderful and precious name we pray, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Once again, we're going to look at this man, Barabbas, and talk about he took my place. He did it all for me. Now, if you'll remember on crucifixion day and during the days of the crucifixion, there were three thieves that's involved around the crucifixion of the Lord. Two of those thieves were crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, it's been said that, you know, the cross that Jesus died on belonged to him. In reality, it did not. I believe that middle cross, that third cross, was made especially for Barabbas. I believe they had intentions of crucifying those three criminals. Those three, I personally believe that Barabbas was probably the main leader of that band that caused insurrection. And there was two thieves that was crucified, but the chiefest of the sinners gets to go free. Can I tell you tonight, I'm glad the Lord Jesus has made a way that the worst of the worst can be saved by the grace of God. I'm glad, hallelujah, for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed at Calvary. Now let me say to you that cross that Jesus died on really was not his, but it belonged to Barabbas. And you can call me Barabbas tonight, because I should have died because of my sinfulness, but there was another who took my place. Hallelujah. Hey, there's none of us deserve to be here tonight, but the reason that we're here, oh, Brother Earl Hughes said, the reason I'm not going to hell is I ain't a walking in that direction. He said the Lord changed my direction. And he said one day at the crossroad, he saved me by his grace. And he said he took my place. Aren't you glad that if it hadn't have been for the substitutionary work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we would have no hope? But we do have hope. I'm glad we've got hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want us to notice a couple of three things, and we'll go. And you pray that I'll last for just about 25 minutes. Would you pray that? Somebody's going to pray that I won't last 26. But notice, if you will, here, I want to say, first of all, in this man Barabbas, we see the portrait of lost sinners. We see the picture of lost sinners. Every unsaved person that's alive tonight, and you and I, whenever we were unsaved, Barabbas portrayed us. He portrays the lost world tonight. You say, preacher, what are you saying? Well, did you know that in all four gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this man Barabbas is mentioned? There's only a handful of incidents that's mentioned in all four gospels. Matter of fact, the only miracle that's mentioned is the feeding of the 5,000, and the resurrection, of course. But there's not much. But the Bible wants us to take note. Every writer wants us to take note. The Holy Ghost wants us to take note and investigate and look at this man Barabbas. Now let's look at what the Word of God says about him. As a portrait of lost sinners, let me say, first of all, he's a victim of lawlessness. He's not governed by anyone or anything but himself. He's his own ruler. He's his own man. And as long as you stay like that, you'll never get any help from the Lord. But oh, listen to me. Notice what the Bible says in Matthew. You don't have to turn unless you would like. I just don't have the time to wait on you to get there. But in Matthew 27 and verse number 16, the Bible says this about Barabbas. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Now the Word of God said that he was a notable. What's that mean? He was a household word. Everybody knew who Barabbas was. No other man in Scripture was named Barabbas. He was the fella that you didn't name your kids after. He was the Charles Manson of his day. He was the Jeff Doppler of his day. And everybody knew about the murderous attitude and the rebellious attitude of that man, Barabbas. Everybody knew he was a notable prisoner. That tells me about his reputation. His reputation, everybody knew it. Matter of fact, Barabbas was the type of man that didn't care what you thought about him. He's going to do it his own way. He's going to have it his way until he comes in contact with another that'll take his place. Ah, glory to God. I want to get ahead of myself, but I've got to gear down here. I see here his reputation. And then I see in our text in Luke chapter 23 and verse number 19, it says, and who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. I not only see his reputation, but I see his rebellion. Life of others didn't mean anything to him. I don't know who it was that died in his act of insurrection or sedition. I don't know if it was a child that he killed. All I know is that there was murder involved with Barabbas' rebellion. He had taken the life maybe of one, maybe of more than one, Brother Doug, we don't know. All we know is he's already been to the court. He's already been pronounced guilty. And he's sentenced to die. Somebody said, "Preacher, I'm unsaved. When will I be pronounced guilty?" You're already guilty. The court is already met. You're guilty. The law has already captured you. It's already pronounced you as being guilty. You're already condemned. You don't have to wait to be condemned. You're already condemned. Pray, folk. I feel like there's somebody in here lost tonight. Listen to me carefully. I find here his reputation in that he was a notable prisoner. And then I find his rebellion. When somebody rose up against him, he took their life. Could have been one or more than one. But then also, I see in John's account, it only has one word, one sentence. Bible said in John 18:40, "Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas." And then it says, "Now Barabbas was a robber." Now, that tells me the word robber not only reveals his reputation and reveals his rebellion, but it reveals his own man-made rules. He's a robber. Now there's two things in the Bible that describe taking away from others. It's a thief and a robber. A thief will steal while you ain't looking. But a robber will come right up to your face and take everything you've got while everybody's watching. That tells me that his rules were his own. I feel compelled to say this right here. Sir, you may think that you're going to be your own person. Young man, you may think that you don't have no rules to abide by. But I'm going to tell you, and you're going to make your own. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to face the ultimate ruler one day. And there is no escape. But I'm glad that if there was one took Barabbas' place, and he did, he took your place. He took your place. You don't have to go to hell. He took your place. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I see here that he was a robber. That tells us about his rules. But I thought about this. I also see his resistance. I find that in his name. Now watch this. Bar, Abba, Barabbas. Bar means son. Abba here means father or priest. Did you know Barabbas, according to his name, was the son of a priest? Somebody said, "How in the world did a preacher's kid end up like that?" Because you don't get to go to heaven on mom and daddy's coattail. Salvation is not inherited through kinship in a family. Salvation only comes with your personal encounter with the one who took your place. And that's Jesus Christ. I can see now as his daddy is involved in all of the things going on concerning the Jews. But he's got a boy that's turned bad. Can you imagine the heaviness of his heart? Some of you in here may be carrying that same load. I want to tell you tonight, there's power in prayer. I'm glad there's power in prayer. There's a fella back at home. They said he'll never get saved, but he got in just a few days ago. Why? Because a little gray-headed mama wouldn't give up on him. And she kept saying, you got to pray for my boy. And people got to praying, and he got under such in such a mess, under such a load, that he had to give up. The law captured him, amen, and arrested him. And he's saved by the grace of God. Aren't you glad tonight that you can't do? Hey, you can't be too mean to be saved. You can be too good to be saved, but you can't be too mean to be saved. There's a lot of people that's too good to be saved. But you got to realize who you really are. I not only see his reputation and his rebellion and his rules and his resistance. He's had to push away. He's had to push away the things that he knows right. Boy, sure as I'm a preaching tonight, there's somebody in here. God's been a messing with you. He's been a fingering around with you. And the more he does, the worse you get. Well, you just as well as to go ahead and give up and give in and get saved by the grace of God. If he's ever got on your trail, it ain't going to get no better. You just run to him. Run to him. Hallelujah. He'll save you by his marvelous grace. Boy, I wish I was 20 years younger. No, I retract that. No, I don't. Anyway, I see here, we see his resistance, and then I see his reaping. The Bible says in Mark's account, tells us in Mark chapter, let me see if I can find Mark chapter number 15. I find here that the Bible says that Barabbas, in verse number 7, and there was one named Barabbas, now watch this, which lay bound with them. There was more than Barabbas. It was them other two old boys that died with Jesus. With them that made insurrection with him and who had committed murder in the insurrection. What are you driving at, preacher? I'm driving at the point that his life and his ways and his lawlessness caught up with him. He lay bound. He's bound now. He's not out there being able to do what he did in freedom anymore. The law has captured him. He lays bound now in prison, awaiting his execution. Whew. For 27 years, I lay bound in prison, awaiting my execution. Amen. I was awaiting my execution, but Jesus showed up. I don't think you all are getting this. Either you're not getting it or you've got over it. We lay bound. We should have been thrown in hell, but here we are tonight, headed to glory because another took our place. Amen. Woo! Praise God. You'll have to forgive me now. The Holy Ghost just kicked a honey barrel over in my soul, and it's a running up and down my backbone. I'm telling you, I don't deserve being here. I should be in hell, but I ain't going. Another has took my place, and he has taken the place of every person in here tonight. Isn't that wonderful? I see not only the victim, that Barabbas is the portrait, of lost sinners, and he's the victim of lawlessness. But I see the victory of the law. Nobody gets away. The law captures everyone. Somebody said the law's not going to capture me. You done captured. Because the law and the lawyer belongs to God. And the arresting officer belongs to God. And everyone has already been captured. The law has pronounced all guilty. Mr. Barabbas, are you guilty? Oh no, I'm not guilty. But the law says you are. I can ask you, are you guilty? No, I'm not guilty. But the law says you are. And the law and the lawyer belongs to God. And he's never lost a case. We can look at that negatively, and we can look at that positively. If you're not saved, you're in trouble. And if you are saved, your troubles are over. Because he's never lost a case. He's never lost a case against the unsaved, and he's never lost a case against the saved. Amen. Not only do I see the victim of lawlessness and the victory of the law, but I see the verdict of the law. Barabbas, you're guilty. You're guilty. Let me say to you tonight, we're all guilty. None of us is without guilt. We're all guilty. Boy, I'm a preacher to somebody, I know it. We're all guilty. I don't care how good we are, we're guilty. If you broke the law in one area, you're guilty of all. That's what the Bible says. But now, let me go to the second part briefly. I won't labor here, but just a moment. I not only see in Barabbas the portrait of lost sinners, but I also see in Jesus the person of loving substitution. Why did Jesus take Barabbas' place? Because he loved every Barabbas. Why did Jesus take Barabbas' place? Because he loved everybody that was guilty. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He loved every guilty person. He loved the world. Hallelujah. Amen. And I see here the person of loving substitution. I see Barabbas now. He's over there in jail. I hear that big old Roman soldier coming down the corridor of that jail. I hear them old shoes. And he comes to the door, and there's three of them in there. I see that old Roman soldier now as he comes, and he gets one of them thieves. And Barabbas is waiting on him to grab him, but he grabs on the other side and gets the other one and yanks them up and heads back out the corridor and slams the door. They're taking, Barabbas don't know what's going on with them two buddies of his. All he knows is he's next. He's a thinking in his mind, they've saved me to really make sport because I'm the worst one of the whole crowd. And I see him as he's sitting in there. And all of a sudden on the outside faintly, he can hear the cries, crucify him! And he probably thinks it's him that they're crying. Because he's guilty. You remember how it was when you realized you was guilty? Every cry you felt like was against you. And I can see old Barabbas as he's sitting in there. And now he's all by himself. You probably never get much from the Lord until you get by yourself. Now he's sitting in there. Every now and again he hears a cry, "Crucify!" And he's just awaiting any time for them to come and get him. Because he knows he's guilty. Do you know you're guilty? Then again, I hear coming down the corridor. Here comes that old Roman soldier. He sticks the key in that lock and he swings open the door and he turns and walks away. The prison door's been opened. And the one who was going to hang you and crucify you turns and walks away. And there sits Barabbas in a prison with an open door. Somebody said, well, why don't he get up and run out? Why don't you get up and get out? Somebody said, boy, it would have been foolish for him to have sat in there. It's just as foolish for you to sit in a prison where the door has already been opened. Are you listening? It's just as foolish to sit in that prison with your debt being paid and the door open, as it would have been for Barabbas to have sat in there having been set free. How about that? Oh, somebody said, well, I don't know if the Lord will save me or not. He opened the door. All you got to do is realize he's the door. Nobody could go to heaven if the door remained in heaven. Because nobody could get to heaven to enter the door. But thanks be unto God, being man couldn't get through the door. God unhinged the door and sent him to this earth. And the door from heaven came down to the first floor. You remember Noah's Ark? You couldn't get to the third story on the outside. You had to get into the door that was on the ground floor if you want to go to the third floor. And the door, had it stayed on the top floor, none of us could fly, so we can't get in. But the door was unhinged and sent to this first floor. And they beat him and they bruised him. But in doing so, it opened up the way. And the door from heaven came to the earth. And you and I can go to the third story by getting in the door that's on the first floor. Hallelujah for the door that's been opened. Hallelujah for the door. And the key is in the door. Oh, what a Savior. I'm too old for this, but praise God, what a Savior. I'm telling you, he's a wonderful Savior. I'm glad he took my place. I'm glad he took your place. We ought to be in hell, but we don't have to go. The gates of hell have been shut to us because the door of heaven has been opened to us. How? You know, a gate, many can go in at one time, but a door, you get in one time. You can chew on that a while. But I see here that Jesus is the person of loving substitution He's a perfect substitution. Barabbas is guilty of judgment and death and eternal punishment in hell because he's guilty. But one who was never guilty became guilty for him. Can you see Jesus carrying Barabbas' cross up that hill? While Barabbas is sitting in a prison cell with the door open, can you see Jesus carrying Barabbas' cross up that hill? Look at him. There he comes. Why, is he one of the two thieves? I thought that that was another thief. Oh, there was, but this middleman took his place. And I see now as they're beating him and whipping him up Calvary's hill, and he's taking Barabbas's beating, and he's shedding Barabbas's blood. Barabbas ought to be dying. Barabbas ought to be crucified. Barabbas should be the one with his hands pierced. But he's not. He's free. While Jesus took his place. Are you understanding what I'm preaching? He took our place. He did it all for us. Look at him as he carries that cross up that hill. That's my cross. That's your cross. That cross didn't belong to him. It belonged to us. But he took it away from us and took it to Calvary and died for us. Oh, I can't get over that tonight. All afternoon it's been a bubbling in my soul. Oh, how that he took my place. He took your place. Oh, young lady, young man, mom, dad, you don't have to go to hell. He took your place. He died for you. The door is open. You don't have to go to hell. The door stands open tonight. He's a perfect substitution. It was a personal substitution. He took Barabbas' place. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 that everything he did, the wounds, the stripes, and the beatings he did for us, he took it in our stead. In our stead. Oh, bless his name. Let me give you the last thought. Not only in Barabbas do I see the portrait of lost sinners. In Jesus, I see the person of loving substitution. But also I see in Barabbas, the potential of lasting salvation. Let's go back to Barabbas in that jail cell. I'm just using my imaginary thoughts to bring us up today. I don't know exactly how they did all. I know Paul was in jail and a lot of others. I'm sure they couldn't get out when they wanted to. The doors were locked, but Barabbas is open. And I see him as he sits in there all by himself, sitting in that cell, all by himself. And all of those ungodly deeds that he's done runs through his mind. And I hear him yell out to that Roman soldier who's departing, "Sir, sir, sir, what about me? I'm guilty too. What about me?" Roman soldier yells back down the corridor, "You're free to go." "But I'm guilty." "Not anymore." "But I should die. My buddies are dying." but another took your place.
Yeah.
Is this a trick? Never seen it like that before, Mr. Barabbas, but no trick. Never seen anybody do this before. Never known of anybody that would take another's place. But he did. And I can see as the outer door closes and Barabbas is in there all alone. And he hears the multitude as they faintly drift away. And I see him as he goes over to the jail cell. And he looks up and down the corridor. Nobody there. Surely, he says, this can't be so. This is too good to be true. Barabbas is probably saying, this is too good to be true. And I see him now. He's not for sure if it's not a setup or not. And I see him as he makes his way up to that front door. And he looks out and there's no one there. And he enters out into the courtyard and there's no one there. They're following a possession. Somebody said, preacher, that ain't the Bible. Leave me alone. If I would be in Barabbas, I'd have wanted to investigate on who it was that took my place. And I can see old Barabbas now as he goes out. And he's thinking about running the other way. How many's doing that tonight? Running the other way. But something says you need to find out who it was, at least, that died in your stead. And maybe he mixes and mingles, and he gets over there, and yonder on that middle cross hangs the darling Son of God. And he hears him cry out, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. And Barabbas said, my Lord, I could have never done that. But he dawns on him that he's in the crowd that's getting forgiveness prayed for. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be as wrong as two left feet. But I believe I'll see him one day over on the other shore. Oh, preacher, you really think that a murderer and an insurrectionist and a seditionist and a rebel can go to heaven? Paul, you going to heaven, Paul, when you die? I'm going. But look what you're guilty of. Yeah. But another took my place. Another took my place. I don't know what you could be involved in and who you are here tonight, but you can run as far as you want to go. You're not going to get away. You've done been pronounced guilty. Run to Jesus. He took your place. He took your place. Barabbas would have been foolish to have stayed in that jail cell with an open door. Is that correct? Now, Barabbas has a testimony. Barabbas, you got anything you want to say? Well, I'm not much for words since the Lord set me free. But I do have a little verse of a song I'd like to sing, he would say. He did it all for me. Each drop of blood he shed for even me. On my cross he died, cried, bowed his head, and died. Oh, praise the Lord. He did it all for me. Let's stand. Brother Doug, come, please, sir. Last night of this meeting, please, let's be very, very reverent, very respectful. I know it's late. Folk are tired. Ten nights is hard on the flesh. That's good for us. I know it's rough. But there could be a soul being weighed in the balance tonight. There could be someone here that's just been playing with this thing of salvation. We're too late in the day. We're too near home. We're too near the end of this age for you to be gambling with your own soul. You remember when they crucified Jesus, the world gambled for his garments. You know the world is still gambling for his garment. You can be robed in the robe of righteousness tonight, but you're still gambling with the garments. You need to run to Jesus. Don't leave these grounds unsaved. Come to Jesus. He'll save you.